Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio is joining us, Bills beat reporter, who was on the field for the Bills and Colts yesterday. Okay, Sal, a nice win. I find it weird to say because it was, 30-13 until, with a couple seconds left. So it seemed like a blowout on paper. How spoiled am I that I want to be like, maybe a little sloppy at times win for the Bills as they, won with, nothing at the end there, no sweat.
I don't think you're spoiled for saying that. I understand. And I agree with you. It was not the cleanest win. I mean, your quarterback throws two interceptions, no touchdowns. They evaporated, had a 10-point lead evaporate. So I would say from that respect, you're right. I thought they should have run him out of the building after being up 10-0. But it's the NFL. And they came back and then they made some mistakes. I do think some fans are losing a little perspective, though, Brian. And the spoiled part for me is the fact that this team is 8-2 for the first time in 31 years. Think about that. Of all the nice teams they've had, the success they've had in the last 6-7 years since Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have been here, they've never been 8-2 after 10 games. And yet this was supposed to be, a step back year, a resetting year, whatever. And yet they're better this year record-wise through 10 games than they've been throughout this regime. And I think that's the part that I think some fans are getting a little bit spoiled, as you say, and the perspective is being lost on exactly what this team is accomplishing right now.
Yeah, it is incredible, and I was taken aback. 8-2 hadn't been done in the last few years when this team has been so good. Another thing that goes all the way back 30-plus years ago, their turnover differential through 10 games, Sal, which is astounding. I think it was plus 13 that I read this morning, and it was on full display yesterday. I mean, this defense is, whether it's guys punching balls out or making a big interception, all year they've been all over teams.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday, four turnovers, and they needed all of them. Josh Allen turned the ball over twice yesterday. It wasn't the cleanest game for the quarterback, as I said. And when that happens, the other side needs to pick you up a little bit, and they took the ball away on their end. And the Bills have gone now 12 straight games taking a ball away from the other team. And, that's remarkable what they're doing this year from that respect. And they needed those turnovers. And, of course, yesterday they turned the very first one on the first offensive play of the game for the Colts, first defensive play for the Bills, into a touchdown, Taron Johnson with a pick six. And then later on, they scored two more times after those turnovers. They had 17 points off Colts turnovers. The margin of victory is 10. Yes, late in the game, obviously, a backup's in, you give up that score. But even then, before that, it's 17. That's the difference. It's the points off the turnovers that matter there. So, for sure, these every one of these turnovers mattered. They're going after the ball, and they're being aggressive, and they're being rewarded.
It was great to watch the defense from the get-go. Have a great game yesterday. Sal, I hate to jump forward so quickly here and, put yesterday's win behind us.
How can you not?
The Kansas City Chiefs in town, undefeated after an unbelievable end to their game yesterday. You have to settle a debate. We've been talking about this. I was talking about this with friends yesterday because it seems like there's some people who are like, man, if only they lost, this could have been for the one seed. And I'm sitting here going like, I just love that the Chiefs are undefeated coming into Buffalo with the chance to knock them off.
Well, I think there's no debate to settle. It's really your own personal preference. But I would tell you that I'm on the other side. I'm on the side of your friends. I look from a Bills perspective. If the Broncos had made the field goal and the Chiefs didn't block it, you're playing for the one seed this week. I think that's huge. It's massive. To me, playing for the one seed is more important than just trying to beat an undefeated team. You still have a look at the one seed by beating them, and you're right. It's still amazing. This is going to be the game of the year so far, maybe in the NFL. undefeated Kansas City coming to Buffalo, their undefeated season on the line after what these two teams, you know, have done, you know, in regular season and playoffs against each other, especially playoffs over the last few years with Kansas City beating Buffalo. So I'm in the mindset of I wish that they would have lost a game, because you beat them next week, then you're in the one seed spot. And that, to me, is a really big deal.
Would be a big deal, but still knocking off the Chiefs, which, how have they 100%. Done it, Sal? You know, going into this upcoming week, I'm looking down some of the Chiefs games. I can remember watching a few of them, but they seem to be tight games. I think 7 of their 9 wins have been one possession games. How are they doing it this year?
Well, they're finding ways to win, and that's what good teams do, just like the Bills yesterday. You know, they didn't have your best stuff, you still find a way to win. And we know they have championships, and they've been down that road before, tough games, playoff games, regular season games, doesn't matter. They find ways to pull games out, and yesterday was another example. As much as it looked like it was going to be a walk-off chip shot field goal for the Broncos, a special teams play. They have a great, you know, field goal block situation where they coach it up and they do exactly what they're supposed to do. They go down the field and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime. They hold on against the Raiders 27-20. You're right. Last three games, 2 points, 6 points, 7 points. You go before that. They beat the Chargers by 7, the Falcons by 5, the Bengals by 2, the Ravens by 7. And that's how they're doing it. They're doing it with critical plays at critical times. Patrick Mahomes is not having a great year statistically, but he makes plays when they count. And he has players around him that make plays when they count. And that's exactly what they're doing. So it's going to be a tough fight for the Buffalo Bills next week, no doubt.
When you look at these two teams and how they might match up this year and how it might be different from years past, I mean, the Bills have been putting points on the board, 30-plus points a whole bunch of times this year. But they're running into a really tough Chiefs defense that has been getting the job done, as you said, Sal. Bills defense has been outstanding. Offensively, the Chiefs have struggled a little bit. You know, they're advertising this to the national audience who might be expecting the fireworks. Do you think this might be a low-scoring battle this week?
I don't know. It's tough to say, probably, because both these teams are in the, you know, top, what, 12, I think, overall. What are the Bills? Let's see. I'll find it right now. The Bills, after yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The Bills are 10. They're 12 top 10 in defense, both giving up less than 20 points a game. The Bills at 19.3. The Chiefs better than that at 17.9. As much as these two quarterbacks are two of the best in the league, if arguably maybe the two best in the league, and they can put up points, we see that neither of them has an elite receiving core. The Bills are very banged up at wide receiver, by the way. That was a factor yesterday. The Chiefs had to, you know, trade for DeAndre Hopkins. They're banged up at wide receiver. They bring him in. The Bills bring Amari Cooper in. We'll see his status next week. But it's defense that these two teams rely on right now to keep them in games and then to pull out some critical plays from their offense at the end. So most likely, I would say it feels right. You know, a little lower scoring game, but you never know when Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen get together, right?
Right, and looking forward to it. Sal, thanks so much for joining us, and can't wait for next week on Sunday. Sal Capaccio was down the sidelines yesterday as the Bills beat the Colts in Indianapolis.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.